is, and it's very hard to control that. If you do have the exclusive rights to something unique, let's say in sport, yeah, I think you can charge. I'm charging for a book. I'm not against paywalls, but I think the likelihood of success of them is very slight unless you happen to be one of a rare breed like the New York Times. Look at what's happened with the Times of London. They have, I think, you know, something over 100,000 reported subscribers, don't know how many are current, and that may well indeed pay for what they do, but it's no growth strategy. You know, that site used to have millions of people. Now it has people measured in the six figures. So I think you'd be aware of that. Now, in terms of sustainability, I think you have to look at a few factors. One is the revenue side, but also is the cost side. It is less expensive to do what we do now. We can collaborate more with others to scale better. We can specialize more. We don't necessarily have to be all things to all people. And by the way, the BBC does, so that's actually, I think, a handicap for them. One of the opportunities you have is to specialize more online and do things for different people, whether that's geographically or by interest. One more point. I think we assume in media that all of our value is contained in our content. That's not the way that Facebook or Google look at the world. They see the value in the relationships and the data about those relationships. What they're fighting over is to get us to generate signals about ourselves. Who we are, where we are, what we like, what we buy, what we hate, whom we know, where we're going, where we've been, all these things. And with that, all privacy concerns dealt with, they're going to give us more targeted and relevant content and services and, of course, advertising at a higher value. So what I heard before that you're starting to rack up email addresses, I would say, wait a look, that's a great start. What you need to do is think about racking up direct relationships with people. That it's not some mass that you couldn't know before thanks to TV. One of the great advantages you have now online is to know people. You have local content, you're going to know where they are. You're going to know what they're interested in. You can give them greater relevance and better service as a result. You can give them higher value advertising as a result. And other possibilities like e-commerce, watch the Telegraph, come out of that. So I think we've got to look at ourselves not just as a content business, more as a platform for our communities, and that the value may reside then more in the relationships we have and the knowledge about them than even in our content. Our content remains valuable as a tool to that end, and that's how Mark Zuckerberg sees it.
Okay, we've pretty much run out of time, but there's just enough time to get the final thoughts of